Okay, so we have one hanging question, which we'll just take up, and then we'll move forward. So if the question was, if there are those who consider Shabbos and Yom Tov one Kedusha, back-to-back, a Yom Tov which goes into Shabbos, one long day, okay, one Kedusha, which means is that your mitzvah, we said the mitzvah of resting, your mitzvah of resting on Yom Tov, your mitzvah of resting on Shabbos, so when they come back-to-back, so it becomes one contiguous resting, a two-day resting, right? Arguably. Right?
Hello, Dr. J here.
Hi there. Okay, so when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov back to back, that says Rebbe holds. It's a mitzvah rest for 2 days. Okay, and it becomes one continuous rest, period of Shvisa. So therefore, for instance, when you're Kona Shvisa for Erev Tchumen, which means you set up shop and say, I'm living here for the day. So for the Yom Shvisa, since it's a mitzvah of Shvisa for 2 days, so therefore he holds it, you set up shop for both days. It's a double, you can't separate between the 2 days. Because since it's one, two mitzvahs of Shvisa, mitzvah Shvisa is a generic mitzvah. The fact that it's Yom Tov for Shabbos is like a detail. But the mitzvah Shvisa is a mitzvah Shvisa for 2 days. So therefore you have to be Kona Shvisa, means you're setting up your resting place. So since it's a two-day resting period, so just like you have to rest, do it for 2 days, just like you can't split and switch in the middle of the, for 1 day, you can't split in the middle of 2 days, so it's a two-day unit. So fine. So if you try to switch your Erev in the middle, so then it would be, it wouldn't work, because you're already Kona Shvisa. Right? But it seems like he's saying it's Usar. It seems like Rabbi Latoza is learning that this is why it's Usar. And he uses the Lashon like, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to place your Erev, you know, on Yom Tov for Shabbos, to try to set up an era for Shabbos. The problem is, why are you not allowed to? What are you not allowed to? Tell me it doesn't work because it's one long day, I understand. But what's the Isser? Now, of course, if you did it and you try to carry or try to walk, you know, outside of the Tum, obviously that would be Isser because it's not effective. But the more primary thing would seem to be that it's not effective, not that it's Isser. So that's the question: is why is he saying that it's Asr? Where does the Asr come from? Tos openly says, he says, "The Hadis Slay Kedusha Achas Hayinu Davar Asr Lasos Biyantav." You're not allowed to do it on Yantav. Namely, you're not allowed to do God of Tchum, Kiyon Tchum, and Asr Lasos on Biyantav Peshul Shabbos. Similarly, you're not allowed to do it on Yantav for Shabbos. There's a Kedusha Achas in because there's one Kedusha. Right, it's just not going to work. According to Rashi, it was Asr Nirkam Asakin. But Tosus doesn't say anything about Nirukh HaMasakin. It doesn't sound like he's invoking a logic of the Nirukh HaMasakin. You know? It sounds like he's just basing it on Kedusha Achas. Maybe he'll say like this, is that the reason why it would be Asr is that, see, you're not allowed to travel on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, right? So which means, what's traveling mean? It means you have a home base, and you can't travel and go outside of that home base, right? The home area, 2,000 miles, whatever, right? So this is traveling. Okay, now, maybe he holds that there's two ways to travel. I don't know if they're both there, right, so whatever, but there's the primary way to travel is just, you get up, and you walk, and you travel. You leave your location. Okay, but there's another way to travel, which is that even if you wouldn't actually travel, if you, so to speak, if you take your center, right, you take your Kinyan Shvisa, and you say, okay, now I'm dwelling over here, okay, and thereby you're so to speak, exchanging where you're centered, you know what I mean? See, then that's also a form of traveling, okay, because you're, so to speak, you have this center of, center of activity, and you're centered here, and now you're centered here, that would also be traveling. So normally, if you Kona Shvisa before Shabbos, then you have 2,000 miles to walk around. You say, I'm not traveling, I'm just walking within my territory. So my territory is fixed. I have a fixed 2,000 miles or a square or whatever, and walk around within it. But if I do an action of relocating, setting up shop, and saying, is now I'm centered here, and I want to basically move around, change everything over, so that's also a form of traveling. Okay? You're leaving your place. You could leave your place by keeping your place the same and walking out of it, or by changing your place. So that's also, you're leaving your place. You're leaving your place because you're picking up the place and you're putting it somewhere else. So you're doing an action. Now, it's not effective, but Like I think we said yesterday, you're doing an action of doing that. You're doing an action of relocating. So it's true, in terms of your Hilchos Erevin or whatever, it's not necessarily effective, but there's a point, is that you're Kovua, and you're changing your Kvias, and you're reestablishing your Kvias. So he holds that that's also Asar. Now if if it was two Kedushos, then I'll say is that I'm not relocating, because I'm saying is that in Yontif my Kvias is here, and for Shabbos, I'm setting up my dwelling for Shabbos over there, and there's two different days. So therefore, I'm not traveling on Yontif. On Yontif, my Shvisa is entirely here. And I'm saying this placing now is for Shabbos, so then Shabbos, Avein HaShmashal, so my Shvisa dwelling is over there. So I'm not relocating. My relocation is only taking effect on Shabbos, which is the next day. It's a different Kedusha. So my Shvisa for Yontif is I'm fixed here. For Shabbos, I'm fixed there. But if you're going to say that it's one Kedusha, so then basically you're saying is that my dwelling, my fixed dwelling, is changing in the middle of this one Yom Shvisa. So that's also. That's travel. It's like it's akin to traveling during the Yom Shvisa. So it could be it's an extension of the thing, but it's a natural idea, is that extension of that idea. But if it's mutter to carry, like, but the carrying is mutter on Yontif. So you can't tell me I'm not allowed to place an Eruv Chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos because that somehow partakes of carrying. Let's say even if you'd work it out somehow, it's like by setting up an Eruv Chatzeros, maybe you'd have an idea, is that you could have a similar idea. So let's say you have your object inside your house. So now your house is this is without an Erev, so this is your house, and there's your Chotzer, and it's a different location, so to speak. This is Rishos Yachid, and this has a status like Rishos Doma, it's like Doma, like Rishos Rabim. So then when you, if you then place an Erev, and then you define the Rishos the Chotzer as being Rishos Yachid, so now you'd be changing the status of the objects in Rishos. Let's say the opposite. Let's say a Kli, which is in the Chotzer. So the Chotzer has a status which is like Rishos Rabim. So then you place an Erev, so then maybe you'd be changing it, now it becomes like all one Rosh HaSayachid. So maybe you'd be, so to speak, just like instead of carrying it, you're changing the location of the Kli from the Rosh HaSayachid Rabim type of thing to the Rosh HaSayachid type of thing. But it's saying, but on Yontif, you're allowed to carry. You're allowed to carry on Yontif. So you can tell me I can't change the location of the Kli from the Rosh HaSayachid Rabim. I'm allowed to actually pick it up and do it. That's his argument. Is that you have to also davar asolov, you have to also davar mutolov. If it's also already to go out of the tchum, so you say this partakes of going out of the tchum, because this is kedusha achas. But if it's something which is mutter to do on Yontif, I don't care if you tell me it's kedusha achas. The point is that you can't make that also, right?
If Shabbos is the next day,
is the case
where Shabbos is the next day?
Yeah, Yontif to Shabbos, right? Yontif to Shabbos, yeah.
But right now. It's
yeah, right now it's mutter on Yontif to actually pick it up in Kedusha. So when you say, I can't change the location of the thing, why not? I say I can't travel because Yontif is also in traveling, but Yontif is also in carrying, changing locations of objects, so I could do that. So what's the problem? Because our Tosus isn't saying anything about Hachanah. He's kind of just saying, right, the Tosus is on the Rebbe Omer, right? Sounds like he's just saying, naturally, some if you hold Kedusha Achas, so then it becomes Asur, there's an idea that it should become Asur to carry from Asur to place the Erev in the middle on Yontif to Shabbos. Because of Kedusha Achas. I'm just saying, why? What's Kedusha Achas? So how does that fit in with the deal, you know? How does that make it Asur? I understand how it says it doesn't work, but I was saying it's Asur. So I'm saying it's no, that it also doesn't work. It's also Asur because it's like you're traveling. And in theory, you could have said that by Yeruchat Zeros, but that doesn't work. Because it's mutter on Yontif. I'm not getting into Hachana. I know there's Tosas in here, and Lamachas, who wants to tie this Machlokas into Hachana, how Hachana works. And is it a problem of Hachana from Yontif to Shabbos if the thing is mutter on Yontif? I'm not learning that way. Okay, but I mean, there are different possibilities in these Tosas. There are a bunch of Tosas. I'm trying to work out all these different positions, all the different Shitas. I'm not learning like Tosas, but I mean, Tosas himself is a different, you know. But let's go to our Tosos. Okay, my time on the Magnificent Shabbat Allah. Okay. So this is basically continued from yesterday. Okay? So if you remember the question was 2 days of Yontif. Okay, 2 days of Yontif, back to back. Okay? Sveika Diyama. Only one of them is the real deal. Right? Could I place an Erev on one day for the next with a Tanai? I'll do it on 2 days in a row and make it Tanai. Right? So one argument is to say, sure, why not? Tonight, basically you're avoiding the Isser. Right? And each day you're saying, is if it's chol, then I'm placing it there. If not, then I'm doing nothing. So it's a problem. Right? But the other side argued, who's the other side? Do we even remember the names? I forgot. Oh, Rava, okay, fine, let's leave it alone. So the other side argues, no, that really you can't do that. There is a shield named Matar Kukkava Chabas, fine, different problem. But you can't place it. You can't do it. Even Misafik, you still can't do it. Even with Tanai, it doesn't work. So why not? So he said, because he holds, the question is the Isser, we're learning like Rashi. Well, the way we learned is like Rashi, is that the Isser is based upon the Erekim Misakin. And Erekim Misakin, the question is, Erekim Misakin go by the effect of you're creating an Erev, so here you're not really doing it, you're making it all tonight, so therefore, either way, the effect is coming on Chol. Or is it the Maisa Anachz Erev? The Maisa Anachz Erev is you definitely do Maisa Anachz Erev on one day, on the Fanizan Day Yantav, Sein HaSasar, even though the Erekim Misakin is the Maisa, actually you're doing. But that's what we learned so far. Okay. So Tosa says like this. Tosa says like this. Im Tamar. Lomali Hai Taima. Why do you have to say the reason why you're not allowed to place Erev Chatzer Tchumen is because you're not allowed to be Konashisa and Shava and Yantef. Right? And that's why. Halika Taima Tachana. Kedirin Perikal Ma'avim. Yantef the Shabbos. My time alone. Mishama Chana. So the Gemara openly says that you can't, the Gemara in Erev says that you can't place an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos because of Achana. It's funny that this Rashi invokes Erekim Misakin. Right? I mean, this is funny. But I mean, the Gemara in Erev says you're not allowed to place an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos, okay? Even though, the Gemara there says, even though you say it's Kedusha Achas, right? Even though he says Kedusha Achas, he says you're not allowed to place it on Yom Tov to Shabbos because it's Achana, which means it's preparing. I guess the Gemara there was asking, according to Rebbe, why can't you place this in this one day? Oh, no. If it's a question of Shtei Kedushas, right? If you say it's two separate days, right? If you say it's two separate days, so why can't you place an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Why do you have to place it earlier? You're right. There's a question, assuming that you say it's two different Kedushas, two different days, so why can't you place an Erev on Yonta for Shabbos, the two different days, right? So I'm allowed to have a different Shvisa on two different days. So why can't I just, why do I have to place it? This is Rabbi Elazar, right? Do I have to place it on Erev Yonta for one Erev for Yonta and one Erev for Shabbos? Why can't I just place it on Yonta for Shabbos, the two different days, right? So the Gemara says you can't because of Achana, because you're preparing. You're not allowed to prepare, so arguably, since they're the two different days, you're not allowed to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. You have to prepare for Shabbos on Chol from before Yontif. That's the lach of Achana. You're not allowed to, Yontif's not allowed to prepare for Shabbos. You're not allowed to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. The needs of Shabbos have to be taken care of prior to on Chol. So you're not allowed to place the Erev on Yontif because of Achana. Okay. So what he's saying is that's Yontif to Shabbos. So why don't you say the same thing here that you can't place an Erev Tchumen on day one of Yontif to day two of Yontif because it's Hachana, because you're preparing. What do you have to say? Invoke this new thing of making Shvisa B'Shabbat, you're not allowed to be Kona Shvisa because Tikkun or whatever. It's like a whole new idea, right? So why not just say the old thing? We already know you're not allowed to prepare, and you're preparing from one day to the next, right? Right, that's his question.
This is for Rava, right?
This is for Rava. Rava's woman says he can't place the Meknesha Shabbat Allah. Right? His woman says he can't do it, right? Avalir of Tchumen La. Right? Menichir of Toshilim Yantav Chavir. Right, exactly. Yes, Rava. Okay, so Rava's the one who says that he can't place an Erev of Tchumen. From Yantav to one day Yantav to the next day Yantav. Erev Toshilim you could, but not Erev Tchumen because. Something, because you're not allowed to be Kona Shvisa for Yantav Tashah, Yantav Tach Yantav. Right? But why not just say Kasav Achana? We know you're not allowed to prepare one day for Yantav to the next. That's not, everyone knows that. Right? And we know that Yantav Tashabbos, the Gemara openly says, placing an Erev can't be considered Achana on Yantav Tashabbos. So you can't tell me placing an Erev doesn't count as Achana because you see it does from Yantav Tashabbos saying it is Achana. Right? So Tosa says, Yesh Lomar, the Ilav Hayitayim, the Mikneh Shvisa, B'Shavata, Mishram Taim, the Kamer Shemachana, Lo Asrinan, Hol Yesham Safik, the Shemacholu, the Gamri. So he says, oh, I'll tell you why. Because Hachana isn't a problem, because you're saying you're doing it on a Tanai. Simply. Right? You're doing it Tanai. That's the whole point of this Gemara. You're placing it on Tanai. Right, what are you saying? You're saying that on the first day, you're saying if today is Chol and tomorrow is Yantif, so then it's not Hachana, then it's Chol. You're placing it here now. And if today is Yantif and tomorrow is Chol, so then I'm not placing an Erev. Then I'm doing nothing. Right?
So it comes out right away. It's going to come up and it's going to be from the Chol.
Yeah, therefore, and then tomorrow I'll place it, right? And then I'll be to it tomorrow. Either way, it's going to be, you're going to be placing the Erev on Chol. So the whole Lach of Hachana is you have to prepare from Chol. So you're saying, is it the first day is Chol, so then I'm placing it on the first day. For Yantif, for Shabbos, whatever. If the first day is Yantif, then I'm placing it on the second day. For Shabbos. So either way, so there's no Hachana problem. All right? Right. Simple. So what's the problem? So that's the service. This is the striking problem. Is of course we're doing it tonight here. Isn't that the whole point of this Gemara? The whole point of this Gemara is you're doing it tonight. That's exactly why the other Shita allows it. You're placing it on a tonight. Right? And that's exactly why the first position, who is it? Not Rava, but Rav says that's why you can do it, because you're doing it tonight. That's the whole point. You're doing it tonight, and therefore you're getting around the Hachana problem. There's no Hachana problem. There's not any problem. What is the problem? I'm doing it tonight. But Rava comes along with this idea, no, you're not allowed to do it. Why are you not allowed to do it? Right? So he says, because the Mikneh Shvisa Shabbat Lo. Because, and the way we're understanding is because it's a Maisa Isser of placing the thing. So it doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter if you do it tonight, because that's a Maisa Isser of placing an Eder, placing a Tavshil, placing a Vinkona Shvisa. Whether it's because of Nerek HaMasakin or some other reason, whatever, but it's a Maisa Isser. So Maisa Isser, you can't get around the problem of saying that it's a that is tonight. Right? Tonight's not going to help you. Right? So now what's those saying is, I want you to say Hachana. But Hachana is not a Maisa Isser. Hachana means that you can't prepare on Yontif. You can't have Yontif. Your preparation has to take place on Chol. But here it is taking place on Chol. Right? Here it is taking place on Chol, isn't it? I mean, because you're tonight. That's the whole point. So what was his question? I mean, the whole ka'ap, the whole idea of the Mikneh Shvisa Shabbat was to set up as a Maisa Isser. But in Hachana, it would seem to be the idea of Hachana is that you can't prepare on Yom Tov Chol. You can't prepare on Yom Tov Chol for a Shabbos. But that goes by the character of the day. Right? That's not like a Maisa Isser. It's like an action which is also. The idea is you can't have Yom Tov be a preparation day for Shabbos or so, right? But here you're working it out with the Tanai, that there's no problem. And that's perfectly good. That's, in fact, what he says, it seems. So then, what was his question in the first place? It's like he didn't realize what Gemara was talking about, you're doing it tonight. It was his answer is, oh no, you're doing it tonight, so there's no problem. Right? And, but that's, right.
And you're saying it doesn't go against the answer of the whole Shita of Rav, because it's not the suffix that is going on. Looks like Rava doesn't hold by the
Sapik
Yom, right?
That's no, well, Rava just doesn't hold because he holds that, like the way Rashi learned, is that he holds the Mikneh Shvisa of Shabbata is Asar even in Sapik.
As a separate Isser.
So Maisa, separate Isser, Mikneh Shvisa Shabbata. So even though there's Tanai, it's not going to help you because there's a Maisa Isser. Right? So that was the whole idea. But by Achana, you have a Tanai. Right? I mean, you can't just say there's no such thing as Tanai's. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's saying there's no such thing as Tanai's.
So if he's saying if you take that Isser away, Hachana won't help you to say that it's Isser.
Yeah, right, Hachana's not going to help you. And isn't that, it sounds like an Isser, that's what Tosa is answering.
Right.
Right?
And that's the thing is what you're saying. That was the whole point of the Gemara to say there is this Isser.
Yeah, right.
There's other Shittas that said
yeah. Yeah, exactly. As well, other Shittas says no problem. Because you make it Tanai and you get around the whole problems. And the Rava comes along and says, no, not so fast. It's very nice. You want to make it tonight, but you forgot about one thing. There's this new thing called Mikdash Shvisa B'Shabbat. You can't be Kodesh Shvisa on Shabbos, on Yantav. Because it's Nerkam Sakin or whatever. Fine. So now, what Tov's going to say? Oh, what about Hachana? What about preparation? But Hachana, what do you mean, what about Hachana? That's tonight. You can't just throw in any yes or you want here. You have to realize that we're discussing it tonight. So in fact, Uz Tos is asking, he says, what about Hachana? Because you see the Gemara in Erevin says he can't put an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. Yeah, of course on Yontif for Shabbos, because Yontif is definitely Yontif. We're talking about pure Yontif, you can't place on Yontif for Shabbos, because that's Hachana. You're preparing on Yontif for Shabbos. But this, if you get about what this is the case of 2 days of Yontif, where even the Rav was saying you do it, he's saying you do it on a Tanai. So what does Hachana have anything to do with it? The whole point of this Gemara was to find the Isser, which is like a Maisa Isser, which was going to be us no matter what. And it tonight wouldn't help you. Right? So is that what his... So that's one thing. So is that... Like, what's his Havmeina? Isn't that... Right? Now, the next question is that what he's answering? Is Tosa's answering what we thought, what we're thinking? Is that Tosa's point that the reason why it's not a problem with Hachana is because he's doing it tonight? Right? Is that what he's saying? Let's look carefully. He says, "The ilava utayim el mikne shvisa b'shavata." If not for the reason that it's usher to be kona shvisa, mishum taima dekar mishum hachana lo asrina. The reason of hachana would not be usher. Why? How will v'yeshom safik? Because there's a doubt. The shemachol ulagamri. Because maybe it's totally chol. Well, first of all, what does he mean, Shem Chol Gamri? What does he mean, Chol Gamri? Totally Chol. I mean, what does that even mean? I mean, maybe it's Chol. It's because he's doing it tonight. That if today, what does it mean? Maybe it's totally Chol. What does that even mean, Chol Gamri? Totally. As opposed to what? Not totally? I mean, Chol, maybe it's Chol. That's one question. But also, is he invoking Tanai? Is he saying is that since the guy's making it, isn't that the point? It's not because maybe it's not a chana because maybe it's a suffix, maybe it's chol. It's not just that it's a suffix, maybe it's chol. It's that the guy is doing a trick by saying that if today is chol, then I'm not placing it. And you can't just say because maybe it's chol legamri. It's not maybe chol legamri. It's yantif. And he's placing an eruv. It's only working because the guy is saying a tanai that if today is yantif, then I'm not doing it. And if tomorrow's Yantav, then, you know, isn't that the whole point? That's how it's working? If according to what we're saying, it's because of Tanai. It's not just because maybe it's 100% chol. It's not the point. It's a suffix that maybe it's 100% chol. Right? It's a little more complicated than that. It's not just because maybe it's 100% chol. It's because, yeah, because it's a suffix of the Yoma. The whole thing is a suffix. And you're placing it with this Tanai in built in. And therefore, maybe you're not, you know, you're working your way around Hachana. I'm not preparing for Yantav. I mean, it's not the way to say what we think he said, the way we're understanding it. There's a way to say it. It's just like, first of all, he's not saying the main point, and he's also saying an extra word which has nothing to do with the main point, which is legamri, which is totally chol. So it leads me to believe that he's just not saying, and if this is what he's saying, that it's a Tanai, then there's no question in the first place. Right? So the whole thing leads me to believe that we're not understanding Tosos. Tosos is not asking what we think he's asking, because if he's asking what he's asking, the answer is obvious. And he's not answering it in the way that we think he should be answering it. He's not saying what we think he should say, and he's saying something which we think he shouldn't say. So LMI, rather, what do you have to say? That Tosos is bothered by some totally other issue. Something else is going on in Tosos that's bothering him. And that's a question, and he's talking to that question. And that's why he's not saying what we want him to say, and why he's saying something which is what doesn't seem relevant to us. He's dealing with something else. And that's our job, to figure out what that is. The Marshal tries to explain Tosos. He wants to say, he says, Pirush. Pirush, because he needs a Pirush. Well, I mean, Tosos is not very explicit what he means. He says, Hacha de Mairi. Here it's talking about you place the Erev on Tanai out of a Safek. And definitely you're placing the Erev on a day which is 100% Chol. V'lo shayich kan hachana. There's no significance to hachana. Aval b'yid erev and the ma'iri meniach miyantav l'shabes. Right, but there you're talking about you're placing on yantav for Shabbos. V'safek hu shamu hu kodesh shashem hachana. So maybe the day that you're placing it on yantav is really yantav. So therefore, it's hachana. Right. So we see he's explaining a lot. He's saying he's placing on a Tanai, and I mean, but right? But it doesn't seem like Tosa says what he's explaining. That's just what's bothering me, you know? I mean, he's explaining that, but first of all, what was his question? You know, and he's just, it sounds like he's reading a lot into Tosa. So I just don't see Tosa saying that. Chol Legamri. What is Chol Legamri? It's not Chol Legamri. Yeah. Problem. If Tosas is not invoking the Tanai, he's not saying because you're doing this trick that if today is Yantif or, you know. So what do you mean because maybe today is Chol? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it's Yantif. And maybe I'm preparing. So what do you mean because maybe it's not also Yosachana because maybe it's Chol. Maybe it's 100% Chol. So what? Maybe it's 100% Chol. Big deal. But maybe it's Yantif. So, oh, because you're telling me it's a Tanai? Then say that. Say it's Tanai. And then what are you worried about? It was the whole question in the first place. Of course that you're making it tonight. Isn't that the whole point? The whole point of this thing, of Rav's move, is that you're making it tonight. So what's Tosos' question? How could he compare? How could Tosos compare for making an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos to making Yontif for one day of Yontif to the next day of Yontif? Where the whole idea is you're making it tonight here. And you couldn't make it tonight there, because let's say it's two-day Yontif, and you want to place the Erev on the second day of Yontif for Shabbos. So you'll say, if today is Chol, fine. But if today's Yontif, then I can't place it. Can't place an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. So that's it. It's that end. So what was his question? I mean, the whole question didn't really hold any water.
So the